will be a fun one. This is in some ways very comfortable to do, and in some ways extremely uncomfortable to do. I'm very proud of my brave wife for agreeing to do this. We've been on quite a journey with her health, and we're going to talk about really toxic breast syndrome, which is controversial, is a new topic, is new, is something that everyone is trying to learn a lot about. Now, real quick before we get into it, we are sponsored by Neighborhood Nutrition. Cindy, do you want to tell them what Neighborhood Nutrition is?
Neighborhood Nutrition, so everybody knows everything we do at New Pharma, but New Pharma is now morphing and becoming a big hit. So we're adding nutrition, still doing everything we're doing at New Pharma and True Medics, but putting it under one umbrella to stop confusing people and call it Neighborhood Nutrition and Clinic. And we're really trying to bring together health and nutrition. For whatever reason, they're always separated. We need to bring them together. Get back to nature, and that's what we're going to do at Neighborhood.
That's a good commercial. We can can that for a 30-seconder down the road. And we're coming to you today from the porch of our house. So we're actually moving. So we're in the process of moving.
A little displaced.
So we're not coming to you from the inside of our house because it's a little displaced. So anyway, we're glad to be here today. But this is an important topic, and I want to start off by, I'm going to interview my wife, which is always kind of weird, but we're going to talk about this from a lot of different angles, but I want to start off really, listening to Cindy's perspective on just when this started and kind of what happened, because, you got your breast implants a long time ago, right?
Yeah, it's been a minute. I was 26 years old. So that was in 2006. So they're 16 years old, and generally, they have about a lifespan of 10 years old or less. So I kind of took it to the max. A lot of women do, because a lot of women don't know they're having a problem until there's really a problem that is identifiable and usually turns into an autoimmune. But I've noticed, just little things just throughout the years. And the main thing was digestive. Mm-hmm. And anxiety, sometimes depression, and when your anxiety or depression, they kind of hit head on, it's really hard to kind of balance your cognitive. And when you're really busy like us, we work a lot, and so we have to really have our mind with us. We have to be healthy. We have to be there ready to help people, because that's what the business we're in is, to serve people. And I think the reason I let it get so far is I was busy. I was very busy with work. And you always kind of put your health on the back burner. And you're like, well, I'll get to that later when it's really a problem. And I didn't think it would turn into a problem like this. But it's affected my normal life. So the quality of my life is kind of going in the toilet, pun intended.
Well, do you want to, are you comfortable talking about your symptoms?
So we have some interesting tools in our office, which I'm really lucky. I'm lucky in that we have those tools, but I'm very unlucky in that I'm an entrepreneur. I have pre-existing issues with cervical spinal problems. And so insurance is very expensive for us, for our family. So we've had to opt for more treatments that are
self-insured.
New agey, I guess. But very good things that people have been using for centuries. And for whatever reason, the USA FDA doesn't like any of it. So
and let me stop for you for just a second. And so let me kind of, let's kind of put this in perspective, right? Because we don't think about this way, but I want you to think about it this way. If you went in for surgery and somebody left a glove inside of you, mm-hmm. would that cause problems? It's a surgical glove. It's surgical plastic. It's, fine to touch your skin, just like a, saline-filled boob. But would that be a problem? I mean, we all recognize that would be a problem, right? So why is it different when we leave another piece of plastic inside of us, or piece of silicone, or, whatever, it might be made of, that particular...
Is it a petroleum product?
Yeah, and again, these are petroleum products, so they're not really, they're manufactured, they're synthesized, they're not, God didn't make them, right? So it's, they're not from molecules really that God made. So when that happens, what happens is, you just think about, like, I'm going to leave a little piece of plastic inside of you. And what happens is your body, you think your body knows that? It freaking absolutely knows. I have a foreign invader. I must attack it. I must attack it now. And you marshal your immune system to go after that foreign invader. Now, something that stays in you for a long time is going to cause chronic, meaning it happens all the time, meaning you never get rid of it, meaning you're always inflamed, chronic inflammation, just because your body's trying to marshal an immune response against it. If you have chronic inflammation, what happens is you break your immune response. You lose your ability to fight bacteria, to have an innate immune response, to do the things, the sort of first level things that we do to fight bacteria. You lose that ability. So one of the things that we've seen in this, let's say, fight against what's going on with Cynthia is it acts like an infectious disease. So humbly said, I know the situation to put you in, let's say, to begin to begin, not everything, there's still a lot to learn here, but to begin to promote optimal health, okay? And that has to do with the amount of dietary fats that we take in, and it has to do with our eating behavior and how often we eat. And so, you know, as I begin to really validate these things, Cindy and I begin to do these things. Now, interestingly enough, we both should have got healthier, and she got sicker.
Yeah, and I didn't really get to what is ailing me. So what we kind of learned is going on inside of me is something called Epstein-Barr.
Yeah.
And then another one is called Graves' disease. So a couple of autoimmunes that are not in my family, so it's not a genetic thing. This is definitely something, I'm the first one in my family to get these kind of things. So where is it coming from? It's a persistence inside my body that my body is rejecting.
And it's kind of, it kind of works this way, which is weird, but it, like, 95% of us have Epstein-Barr, have what you have. Right? But it just lays there. It doesn't do anything unless we get super weak. Well, how do we get super weak? A persistence, a piece of, you know, a surgical glove sewed up inside of you, causing chronic inflammation will cause you to get persistently weak. But one of the things that we discovered with Cynthia, and this is really interesting because, and again, this isn't really toxic rust because we'll get into that, but it's just more what happens when you start to change your behavior. So we stopped eating meat. And when we stopped eating meat, everything should have gotten better, right? Because I know the right fats to eat. We're eating all the right things. We're eating at the right times. So that should have thrown us both into this kind of hyper healthy, mode. And it didn't for her. And the reason for that is really interesting. And again, we have some tools that are nice, so I can kind of watch bacteria and how it rises and falls. And most of what's wrong with us is bacteria, right? So, you know, all of a sudden, Cindy, we start, you know, cut out meat, we start doing this fasting stuff, and she starts having all these way worse symptoms. We put her on the machine, and she shows all of this, you know, kind of harmful, you know, pylori and strep and all these kind of horrible bacteria. It's like, what's going on? I mean, your body should be killing these things. My body's killing these things. Why isn't your body killing these things? And it's because, get this, it's literally because we removed some antibiotics from the equation. And those antibiotics were in meat. So when we began to substitute with a natural antibiotic, garlic, her symptoms abated.
Yeah.
So it's been really interesting, though, to try to, let's say, fight, you know, this disease. And what happens here is a little complicated, but Cindy mentioned Epstein-Barr. So if you're having symptoms of toxic breasts, they may manifest like an autoimmune. They may manifest, they almost always manifest as some kind of cyst, okay? So you're going to have some kind of cyst formation in your mouth, in your vagina, you know, somewhere. You're going to begin to develop cysts, and those cysts are part of this Epstein-Barr, you know, cycle. So when it's active, the cysts are active. And again, that may cause you urinary problems. They may cause you problems in your mouth. It may cause you, you know, it's chronic inflammation, but it may cause you lots and lots of problems. Now, we're still digging on this, but we're learning a lot about it. But you want to kind of...
Yeah, and a lot of those symptoms, sadly and embarrassingly, I do have some, I have a lot of difficulty, and it was the urinary that really was the big red flag for me. I was having trouble just emptying. And it's kind of the old man syndrome, you know.
It's
like a prostate problem where a man can't really empty when he urinates, or it's not a steady flow. And that's kind of what I was developing. And I was really embarrassed to talk about it at first, so I let it go for a long time. I was like, okay, maybe it's just, you know, we're going to stop eating meat, so I'm going to get healthier and it'll go away. We're going to do all these things. I eat so many herbs and CBD. There's no way I could have inflammation.
Just literally should and, never.
Yeah, so it was mind-boggling. But then, you know, surprisingly, when we started going down this path of discovery and reaching out to a physician for a consultation, I decided to go back to the physician that actually put these inside of me, Dr. Archibald Miller in Tulsa. He's really good. His office is great. But he's been studying the negative effects of breast implant illness since the 80s, and he specifically named Epstein-Barr syndrome, and that's something that he's seeing on a lot of women that he's helping to remove these breast implants. So I thought that was really interesting. And he's an immunologist.
Immunologist,
so
yeah.
He knows a lot about what I'm going through, and so that gave me a lot of comfort there.
Yeah, and one of the things that, you know, so we've looked at a lot of things, you know, the cause, let's say, of, you know, what could be going on with toxic breasts, and my initial thinking on it was some kind of fungus or bacteria, you know, associated with the actual plastic, you know, so, or the silicone, you know, if you had silicone, or silicone leaching could certainly do it. So there's, you know, a lot of things that could happen. But it looks like, again, 95% of us, so again, it's way, way more likely that you have Epstein-Barr than you don't have Epstein-Barr. It's way, way more likely that everyone in your family has Epstein-Barr. But for most of us, that lies dormant. But if you have a chronic inflammation, or you have something like diabetes, or, you know, any kind of chronic inflammatory disease, that Epstein-Barr is opportunistic, and it's going to whoop, flare up. Mm-hmm. And so this is what appears to be happening with toxic. It's not necessarily, it's just, you know, your body is trying to defend itself against a foreign invader, a plastic glove left inside of you, and that takes work on the part of your body. It just leaves your body weak to mm-hmm. things like where Epstein-Barr can kind of come in and opportunistically grow. So hopefully that makes sense.
But. It does, and gosh, you don't really want to go to Dr. Google and try to learn about it. It's really not a fun thing to kind of try to learn about, but just the symptoms, it just, you know, everything I read, I'm like, okay, well, crap, now I have that one. And so it's... So
and we really have eliminated, this is the other thing, just, you know, for you guys to know, it's not like we don't know what's going on with Cindy and this is all a mystery. We have literally eliminated every single other possible cause other than the metal in her neck fusion for chronic inflammation. So everyone gets inflamed at times and has bacterial growth and all this kind of stuff at times, but it shouldn't be whoop like this. And with her, whoop, it's like this because of she's, you know, basically has an infectious disease that is sort of helped and promoted by this chronic inflammation. So.
Yeah, and inflammation is terrible. A lot of people die of inflammatory diseases, so that's definitely something I want to stay ahead of, and that's why, you know, I take all the herbs and CBDs and everything, but just everything we did just was not helping. So I've done other things to try to figure out what was going on with me. So I actually went to Thermography of Tulsa, mm-hmm. and I got a well woman scan, and they showed all of the inflammation around the lymph node areas and the breast, obviously, but then along in my urinary. So they were able to kind of identify where my hot spots were in my body. And then I also went to a functional nutritionist in Tulsa, and she just sees a lot of women come into her with symptoms like me and have no explanation of where it's coming from. It's not my family. How am I this sick? And so the breast implant illness is always a subject of discussion in her office. And she told me, there's nothing I can do for you right now. And she sent me on my way. She said, I'll do a urinary test on you to see if there's a UTI. But that's about all she did for me. And she said, I'll help you when you have the breast implants removed. And at that point, it's detox. And a lot of women go through a very long a year to three year period of detox. And I've had, you know, a couple of friends who've gone through this experience. And the detox, they said, was really, really hard. Obviously, the surgery sucks because it's painful, but then the detox after is pretty hard.
Yeah, and it, you know, you're going to kind of, it's interesting, you know, she was talking a little bit about symptoms, and that's the hardest thing I would think with this is, you know, if you're a woman and you're sick, you know, and you don't really know why, there's no cause, and you have breast implants, you know, I would, again, the obvious things are cysts, you know, if you're forming cysts. If you're anxious, if you have, you know, low energy, but there's a lot of other things that could do that. If you find that you're getting kind of UTIs especially, and if you're like almost where you can't urinate, urinary hesitancy, you know, bladder's full, you can't do anything. And if you notice that those are, that is cycling with your cycle, you know, that's kind of what's going on. So
yeah,
that's kind of what's
interesting.
Seeing here.
Yeah, yeah, just my monthly cycle is when it's kind of worse. So.
And it's interesting, like estrogen will promote the viral load. So it sort of excites, let's say, Epstein-Barr and puts it in its more aggressive phase. And then progesterone, which is kind of the opposite of, well, it's not the opposite, but it's a different hormone, let's say. Seems to quiet it down. So, you know, when you're ovulating, again, you're less likely to have Epstein-Barr symptoms. As when you're menstruating, you're more likely, is kind of the way that it's going to work for women. So you might kind of watch your symptoms that way and you know, see if you've got anything like this going on. It's super hard to find information. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why we're doing this, and that's why, you know, we're here as a resource, right?
So. Yeah, and I've been posting some helpful links and just different things I'm finding underneath the event page on Chip Talks group. I've been updating underneath the event, and then I've been sharing it to my page. But if anybody has questions about it, please just reach out. We would love to, you know, just give some advice. I'll let you know how I kind of, what I'm doing. I actually am going to have them removed. So that's another hurdle to get over. That's going to be, you know, for a woman, your breast kind of identifies you as a woman or feminine or female. And I put them in me to help me feel better about myself. And I was 26 years old. Nobody did it for me. I paid for them all by myself. So it was something I was kind of proud of. And I never would have thought they would make me as sick as they have right now. But I don't fault anyone for it. It was my decision. Just, you know, I hope women will make better informed decisions about breast augmentation and the consequences down the road.
Yeah, you know, there's no reason really to cut into your body or, you know, unless you get run over by a truck or, you know, something to put you back together, right? But it just, in general, we shouldn't cut into our bodies, you know, we shouldn't jab ourselves, you know, what's a snake do? When he bites you, you have an immune response, right? That's a special immune response. Guess what happens when you stick a hypodermic needle in you? You have that same immune response called IgE, right? So it's not good for you, not good at all. So we're learning how to be kinder, I would say, to, you know, these canisters that God has loaned us for a while.
It's our temple. We need to cleanse our temple and not add, you know, negative to it.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that's what we're about. I mean, if you are having symptoms of toxic breast, you know, if you're having autoimmune type symptoms, let's say, and you do have breast implants, then, you know, you might consider that. If you are having severe symptoms and no one can identify, you know, where they're coming from, and you do have breast implants, again, I would consider that they may be coming from the implants. If you want help or advice or any of that, I mean, again, that's what we do. At some point, you know, it will cost you a few resources, but we're here to give you, you know, all the information that we have and the knowledge that we have to help you really heal yourself. You know, if you want our help with that, we're certainly here to do that.
Yeah, and there's, just real quick, there's some really great physicians in the Tulsa and Oklahoma City area that are specializing in this treatment. I'm going to Dr. Miller because that's who I originally went to, but there's Dr. Ho and Dr. Kunkel and a few others, but those are the ones that most women are using. I belong to a couple of breast implant illness groups. There's a big one here in Oklahoma. So if you are suspecting that you have issues, I do encourage you to reach out or to join these groups. There's Breast Implant Illness of Oklahoma, and then there's Breast Implant Illness by Nicole. I can't remember her name, but there's two groups that I'm part of. There's a lot of good resources in there. A lot of women are telling their story. And that, you know, that's sadly, that's what we have to go on. There's no real diagnostic test that we can go take or a doctor to definitively say you have breast implant illness.
You might tell them about the FDA.
Yeah, I mean, the FDA came out very quietly. They didn't really do anything loud and proud like they should have. I should have received a letter because I have implants. So I would think that I should have received a letter from the FDA telling me that there is a danger. They're doing investigations, and so the FDA is aware of this problem, and so are some physicians that are, you know, doing surgeries.
And sadly, guys, it fits the business model. I mean, you know, I think we're all over the fact that, you know, and I'm not talking about your doctor, okay? Your doctor probably cares about you. Your doctor probably loves you. You may live next door to you. Not talking about your doctor. I'm talking about the institution. The institution is a business model. How does that work? Well, the way it works best is if I can make you sick and get you better. Okay? Putting stuff in you and then taking it out is a business model. And so, you know, here we go again, right? Cholesterol is a business model, you know? Looking like diabetes is a business model. So we could go on and on. But it you know, we're learning, we're growing up, and we're learning.
Yeah. Well, thank you for bringing this topic onto Chip Talks.
Well, thank you. I'm so proud of you. This is a, you know, if you're a woman and you have to come on in front of hundreds or thousands of people and
everybody.
Talk about your breasts, in a situation where we end up getting criticized a lot anyway, I'm proud of you. So thank you. And hopefully this helps some people out there. So that's the intent.
That's all I want. Just help somebody.
Love you, my beautiful wife.